Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, Bull Riding fans. It is day two from Claxton, Georgia. We are live with Zebra down here. Let me tell you, this is going to be a great little jam-up rodeo. We've got some bull riding action coming up. We've got some barrel racing action coming your way. We're going to bring you all the play-by-play action. I want to thank everybody for tuning in right here on MakingA.com. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. Introductions are just now getting underway. Fans are still making their way to the seats, and let me tell you, this is standing room only right about now. There is not a seat to be found. We've got guys standing up here next to the Making 8 tailgate party truck. We're going to bring you all the play-by-play. Should be a wild and crazy rodeo. So, rodeo fans, get a grip. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalled, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys, they never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck,
pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock.
Claxton, Georgia, Making8.com, and you're listening to us right here It's Zebra Live. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen here. We've got David Sharp down here as our announcer. Great announcer. We saw him last night. We've got Art Todd as the stock contractor bringing in the bulls. We've got Ross Hill down here. You guys have heard us talk a lot about him. He's got his own show right here on MakingEight.com, the Ross Hill Hour. Get on over and check that out as well. We also have Jeremy the Frog and Matt Merritt are going to be helping him out. Now, let me tell you, this is going to be a great little deal. These guys really had their work cut out for them last night. We're down here in Ritchie Arena. It's the Michael Riggs Invitational, and we're just about ready to get underway. The barrel man, Matt Merritt, is on his way in the arena. We got Ross Hill and Jeremiah in the arena now. We've got our horsemen in there. The Michael Riggs is actually in there working the horse. And, you know, I did a fantastic job last night. Some of these bulls kind of gave him a little bit of some action there, put on a little bit of a show. But I think tonight's going to be a little bit better. These bulls are awake and ready to go. The cowboys are in the bucking chutes. They're getting down on their ropes, getting things ready to go right now. We're looking right now. They're going to go right down to the bucking chutes. They're not wasting any time. This show is getting ready to fire up. Matt Merritt's actually on fire down there. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know what happened yesterday, but we got down here today. We've actually got the Georgia Law down here with us. I'm not talking about just the Georgia Law. I'm talking about the Georgia State Patrolmen are down here sitting right next to us. Kind of got me a little worried down here, but you know what? We're gonna shake his hand. Here we go with the first cowboy out to the right. Bull changes direction, pulls him right back over center. Looks like we might have our first, yes, we do, our first qualified ride. Looking down, trying to find out who the cowboy was right there.
One out and one down.
Man, oh man. Let's see what we got for a score coming in right now. 72 points for that first cowboy. All right, Cody Martin's going to be the next cowboy from Butler, Georgia. He's going to be riding Mud Puddle. Saw this boy and this cowboy here last night. We're going to see what he can do right here. Coming out of the Massey Logging Buck and Shoot.
Oh, here's great.
All right, cowboy, let's see what you got. This bull comes out of Mossy Oak Mudslinger, so there's no doubt this bull has got the bloodlines to buck. 72 points is what he's looking to beat right here. Now, Brian Corson was our champion last night. Ended up bringing home a nice little paycheck. He will be back tonight. Here we go, Cody. Around to the left, back around to the right, pulling him around, spinning real hard. Yeah, stay with him. Oh, yes. That's right. Going to be our second qualified ride of the night. Man, oh, man. This is going to be a good score coming in here right now. I believe we're going to have a lead change. Cody Martin just come out. That bull sat around to the left, spun around to the right. He was kind of getting off center just a little bit. When the bull changed directions, put him right back where he needed to be. Way to get it done. Cody Martin was the cowboy. 79 points. 79 for Cody Martin. Now they will be bringing another six back to the short round again tonight. 79 is going to be the new score looking to beat. The Butler, Georgia cowboy kind of taking it to him. Had a really nice bull. That's one you want to win some money on. And he certainly did the job out there for that cowboy. All right, here we go with the next cowboy. Going to be coming out of the Pride Pools and Carriers Bucking Chute. All right. Let's go, cowboy. See what you got. Austin Gross is going to be the cowboy. He rode with us here. Won fourth place in Statesville the other night. Here we go, Austin. Get it on your mind, cowboy. Riding with Team Making Eight. Let's go. See what you got. Here he goes. Out to the left. Back around to the right. Oh, Bill Blue out there. Stay with him. Stay with him, Austin. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, sir. Another day in the office. Now, the bull stop on him right there at the buzzer. He's on Cupid's Courage. Not real sure if that's going to be enough, if he's going to have a reroute option. Austin is still on him. Oh, run over there, but able to get up out of the way. Man, oh, man. Got to tell you, Cupid's Courage just ran over, stuck a horn in the fence, knocked the judge flat off the gate. He did a somersault backflip off, landed on his feet. Man, oh, man. I'll tell you what. That was just something that you don't see every day at the rodeos now. That bull come down and just stuck a horn right in the fence. All right, so we've got another score coming in for Austin. Let me see if it's going to be enough here. All right, come on. Austin had a really good ride. Bulls up and down. 69 is going to be the score. Not going to be sure if it's... All right. Andy Blanton is going to be the next cowboy. Andy Blanton from Gaffney, South Carolina. It's going to be on a Bull Ray brand, White Magic. Coming out of the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. Saw this guy win a paycheck down up in Statesville, North Carolina. All right, here we go. Out to the left. Round to the right, really moving out the hips. Great job. Bull cut his corner there to the right. Yep, that's going to be another qualified ride. Let me tell you, these cowboys have stepped it up tonight. They are coming to ride and win some money. Oh, up on the fence. Tell you, we got our gate men down here just not playing around. These guys are coming out to clear the arena. Now, I'm hoping that they gave Austin a chance for a reride. You know, that bull stopped on him out there and really, you know, at the buzzer, should have given him an opportunity. We're going to wait and see what the judges had to say about it. Waiting on the judges' score to come in right now for Andy Blanton. White Magic was the bull. All right, here we go to the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. Clay Marks is going to be the cowboy. Clay Marks from Thompson, Georgia is going to be on a bull they call Ann Alex.
Might give the cowboy another shot. A mulligan, a reride, or a do-over? You think you ought to get a reride? We didn't get to talk to George, you know. Where is
George? All right.
George! George has got his getaway. George, you need to get a ball cap, dude. You got too much of the sun tan going on.
Now we got our announcers down there. Actually, game men are ready to go now. Cowboys ready to go. Clay Marsh on Ann Alex. Coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot.
He'll help me. You hear that?
All right. Get it on your mind, cowboy. Don't waste that time in that buck and shoot. Now, we did have a lot of guys last night end up kind of spending a little bit too much time in there. They're looking to step up and fix it here tonight. We've got a packed house in Claxton, Georgia. Here we go with the cowboy. Out to the right. Stay with him. Bull's kind of hop skipping around out there. Back into the fence. Turns back different direction, and he's going to be off right at the buzzer. Get up, cowboy. Get up. Jeremiah and Ross Hill kind of stepping in there, letting the bull rider get out of the way. We got a thumbs up on him. Now, we have had nothing but qualified rides here. This is something you don't see every day either, but these guys are definitely coming in to ride bulls. Clay Marsh. All right. Waiting on the judges to bring the score.
You're a real attention to detail, Oscar. I didn't know this all the
detail, baby. I'm thinking to get that half myself. I don't want to be mad. All right, here we go. Right back down to it. We're going to the Massey Logging Buck and Shoot. Still waiting on that score to come in. We did not get one for Andy Blanton as well.
Where's the
All right. Justin Pendry's going to be the next Cowboy. He's riding the bull they call Small Fry. Here we go. Oh, really big belly roll. Helicoptered right over the end. Not going to do it right there. That's where the streak ends. Now, this bull here last night kind of gave these horses, as well as these bullfighters, a hard time. All right. Small Fry still out there just kind of showing things off.
Get a picture. Get a picture. Get a picture of what? What are you doing? The lady was taking pictures. I was trying to give her the perfect photo opportunity.
All right. Here we go. Small Fry back down here. This is the arena now. Now, we saw Ross Hill actually jump a bull last night, end up shaking up his knee just a little bit. Not real sure if we're going to see it again tonight, but I'll tell you, he's loving it. Now, he's making eye contact. Here comes Small Fry. Oh, yeah, Ross Hill turning and burning, getting that bull to dig his nose in. That's a freestyle bullfighter for you right there, fans. That guy right there knows how to fight them bulls. Brings him right out there in the middle of the arena, steps out, lets Small Fry take a charge at him. Ducks and dodges, gets out of the way, and there goes Small Fry back to the end of the gate. He couldn't have turned around fast enough. He'd have been back there, and they'd have had that gate closed for him. So good job for Ross Hill. All right. Justin Pendry was the cowboy that got bucked off. We're going to work our way on back down to the Pride Carriers and Pulls Buck and Shoot. Looking to see who the cowboy is right here from our announcer, David Spears. Or David Sharp, I'm sorry. David Sharp is our announcer in the arena, doing a fantastic job tonight and last night. Really enjoy hearing him out here call the action. All right. Let's go, cowboy. Get it on your mind. Gate man's ready to go. Bullfighters are stepping out of the way.
What causes what? Not taking your Ritalin causes that.
Looks like he's not quite got his wrap right there.
Over a partial. 1991 partial.
Now, while we have a chance, definitely want to thank some of the other sponsors down here. Neesmith Chevrolet is down here in GMC. They have brought in some great-looking trucks. I want to thank Neesmith for providing this ride down here for the great fans in Claxton, Georgia. All right. Here we go with the next cowboy. All right. Here we go. Out to the left, right there in the latch. Back around to the right into his hand. Stay with him, cowboy. Stay with him. Oh, looks like he's going to have a qualified ride, and he does. Man. Well, I'll tell you what, got some extra points there for the dismount. Pulled right off the back end. Landed right on his rear end there, but great job. Looks like Shane Barrett here was the cowboy. On a bull they call Black Sabbath.
Wow. How many have we rode? Like everything that Doug the Taylor?
All right.
Dude, this is about time to get Rosie Obama off the view.
Let me tell you, we've got six qualified rides. I don't know if they're bringing back the re-rides, and if they do, if they give some of these cowboys an option for a re-ride, they will take their scores off the board. 77 points. 77. So that's going to give him a second place lead right now. Cody Martin, I believe, is still the leader with score 79. Here we go to the mass. Oh, well, you know what? Actually, Ross Hill is pulling the rope. Shane Barrettary is actually the cowboy up right now, so we're not sure who that other cowboy is. We're going to catch a name for you here shortly. All right, coming out of the Massey Oil Company, Buck and Shoot. Here we go, out to the right. Cowboy is up. Ross Hill pulled his rope for him, getting him set. Let's go, cowboy. Out to the right. Yes, sir, just kind of belly rolling now. Made a hard corner to the left, and the cowboy not able to stay with him. That's going to be a buck off. All right. Black Sabbath there after the horseman. Working his way back to the outgate. kind of stutter-stepping. Oh, turning around, coming back out this way, too. He took a look at it, decided he's going to come out here for another curtain call.
All right, Bull. What did you think about that?
All right, there he goes.
That's an Eastman Chevrolet Bull victory lap.
Very good. All right, so it's going to be a no score for Shane. Now, here we go with one of Team Making 8 members, Brian Corson. He's going to be on a bull they call Disturbed. Now, let me tell you, 36 years old, this cowboy is having fun. Had a chance to talk with him before the rodeo today, and he said, you know what? He said, man, I'm riding better than I ever have because I'm just having fun, and this is what he's going to do. Coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot, Brian Corson putting on a show right here. Let's go, Brian. Up on his rope, nodding his head. Bull's out real hard. Back to the left, away from his hand. Oh, Brian. Not able to stay with it, just pulled his hand right out of the rope. Golly, that's not going to do it for him. But you know what? He's coming out of here with his head held high. He actually won the event last night, pulled in a really good chunk of change. So that's going to be a short night for Brian Corson, but that's all right. We're going to see him back down here in Florida next week, and we'll have a little bit of talk with him about. Brian also got kind of hurt up just a little bit, tore up his knee just a little bit last night. But, you know, he's cowboy tough. He's tougher than any cowboy I've ever met. That is for sure. If you've heard us broadcast about him, you'll know what we're talking about. All right. Dylan Disney's going to be the cowboy. We didn't see him last night. He's going to be on a bull from, they call Spook, from Greenback, Tennessee, Dylan is. Coming out of the Massey Oil Buck and Shoot. Here we go, cowboy up on his rope, calling for the gate. Here it is, out to the left. Oh, stutter steps, real hard corner, blows his pocket, hung up. Bullfighter stepping in there, good job. Man, oh man. Tell you what, that was a rough little deal for that cowboy. Bull come around, made a real hard corner, and when he did, cowboy was kind of setting up for a real hard jump, pulled himself way over the front. When he did, his feet kind of popped out the back end. All right, working our way on down.
We're going to get through the first section of bulls. Everybody having fun? Say yes.
Let me tell you, this is a standout crowd. If y'all can hear what's going on back home, y'all know what we're talking about. This is standing room. They are all the way around us here, standing up, looking to have a great time. Weather is perfect down here in Claxton, Georgia. Got to tell you, the breeze is a little bit mellower than it was yesterday. I think the weather's a lot hotter than it was, too. We didn't see much of it. We ended up having a late night last night hanging out with some of these cowboys. Had the opportunity to hang out with Matt the Cat Thompson from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. We also had the opportunity to hang out with Jake McIntyre. Now, these boys pulled out their guitars and started picking. And let me tell you, the next thing we knew, it was 3:30 in the morning, and they was looking to calm us down. So we ended up having to shut it down at about that point, but we had a great time. That's what cowboying is all about. That's what these rodeo guys do. You know, they go back to the hotels to sit back and enjoy themselves. So had a nice little after party back in the hotel rooms with these guys. Listen to some great old rodeo country music. All right, now Ross Hill's got the Weezers out, been out selling cotton candy all day long. These guys have been out spending it, and the kids are loving it. Here we go with the horseman. He's trying to get this bull. They just burnt one out here.
Uh-oh. Fire in the hole, boys. It's Quinn's here.
Like, all right.
Look out there, Dennis. Need a diaper change on the second bull that came out. Little nasty, boys.
All right, all right. Here we go. Nah, I'm not sure. Looks like we're going to have a quick intermission here and then come back with our second session of bull riding here. So rodeo fans, want to thank the opportunity for tuning in. You're listening to Super Live right here on MakeItA.com. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Was a lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye, said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun, and the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode him across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha. Picked up Dixie, away let it fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of war. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous star. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bar. From Memphis to the China Sea, yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my papa was a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Makin8.com.
Burns. He's got his spurs on the heels of his boots. He's at the point of no nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made sons of bitches. I broke some bones, I took under stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac or have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Boots are all polished and my Stetson's on tight. Fixing a ride for that good buckle tonight. And my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girls. Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo
Making8.com. We're getting ready for our second session of bull riding. We've had a standoff jam up first session right here. We've got a leader, Cody Martin, is going to be a leader with a score of 79. We've got several guys that have made qualified rides. Not real sure still yet if we're going to have the re-rides for those guys. But we're working our way on down right now to the second session. We got the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot is where we're going to next. Our cowboy is getting down right now. The other bulls are loaded up. Watching Ross's cotton candy gum come around down here. Now, it looks like the cowboy we're going down to right here, Johnny First. He's getting taped up right now. That's right. Arcadia Cowboy riding for Team Making 8 this weekend. We also had him with us last. This is a hand. Guy knows how to make some money and ride some bulls. Finished second in Miami City just last weekend. Looking to pick up a paycheck here tonight. Let's see what you got, Johnny. First, Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot is where we're going. All right. Just scrolling down. Looks like he's going to have the bull they call Spook. Now, we saw this bull actually earlier tonight as well.
Chihuahua.
243 Spook is the bull. Johnny First is down there taking his rap right now. He's got Austin Gross, who also came in with a score of 69. Not sure if we're going to see him back for a reride. All right, here we go. Johnny, get it on your mind, cowboy. Let's go, cowboy. Bullfighters are ready to go right here. Here we go. He's got his wrap. Get it on your mind, Johnny. Slide and ride now, cowboy. 8 seconds is what we're looking for. All right. All right, here we go. We actually have David Sharp down here bringing the action, letting everybody know down here in Claxton, Georgia about us. We're looking forward to it. Here we go, Johnny First. All right.
Yeah, dude, I'm
going to
probably
be on
Good Morning America.
Here we go.
If I did get on Good Morning America, I would not.
Here we go. Johnny, let's go, man. Don't waste time in the Buck and Shoot. Get it on your mind. Let's earn a paycheck here tonight. Going to be on the bullet call Spook coming out of the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. Here we go. Round to the right. Down the Buck and Shoot. Stay with him, Johnny. Stay with him. Bull made a hard corner back both ways. I believe we heard the buzzer. Looks like we've got a qualified ride. Johnny First got himself a qualified ride. Not sure what the score is going to be. Should be up in the at least 73, 74 points now. Bull come around, had a couple of real hard corners. Johnny was able to stay with him, so good job for that cowboy. All right. Waiting on the judges now. 71. 71 is what they're going to score him. Now, they are taking six back to the short round. I can tell you right now, Cody Martin is our leader with a score of 79.
Any other birthday celebration?
They're going to work their way back down to the Dixie Livestock Bucket Shoot coming out right now.
Oh, how old are you, darling? We got another one down here. How old are you? Okay, what's your name? 8 years old.
All right. Cowboy getting things together right now.
And how old are you? He's gonna be, are you 12 today? Come on, what's your name?
Now, I'm kind of looking down there. We're looking at a pretty tall cowboy with red hair. I'm not sure if it's Ty Harris or not.
Oh, we got another birthday. And how old are you? You will be 11.
All right, all right.
Oh, we got another one. That's like birthday night. What time? Bradley, how old are you? 13 years old. That's a host of kids out here celebrating their birthday.
Here we go. Here we go. Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot is where we're going down to right now. Waiting on David to bring us the next cowboy.
Here's the man that worked hard for you all night long. If I'm not mistaken, this is
Joseph Milton is going to be the cowboy from Scraven, Georgia. Going to be on a bull they call Cracker. We've got some top-hand cowboys coming your way here real shortly, rodeo fans. We're going to see some guys from Florida. We got some guys. Actually, we got a lot of guys from Florida. We got a couple guys from North Carolina coming up. Joseph Milton's the cowboy coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. There he goes, out to the right, real hard, stay with him, into his hand. Oh, kind of giving him some spur right there. Bull kind of stutter step and changing directions, but I believe he was at the whistle. Joseph Martin, the cowboy, great job. Joseph Milton, the cowboy, great job on the bull they call Cracker. Gonna see what the judges have to say for it. Bull stayed right there after Buck and Shoot turned back into his hand. Joseph felt real good, was giving some spur to him. Bull changed directions when he really started getting some spur into him and, you know, pulled him right down, but I believe he's going to have himself a qualified ride on it. All right. Judges. Oh, no. They are going to say he was down 7.98 is when he went down. Man, oh, man. That's a tough night for Joseph Milton right there. Yeah, he is not happy either walking back there behind the Buck and Shoots. I don't know. You know, it's a shame they don't have the replay like we've seen in some of these other deals. But you know what? That's the name of the game in rodeo. You've got an official timer, and they go by that. There's no changing it. So, you know what? It's a tough night for Joseph Milton. We'll see him down there later on. Scraven, Georgia is where he was from. Now, looks like they're trying to get the bull out of the arena. Cracker just not wanting to get on out of there. They're loading more bulls up. Not real sure where they're going to next.
Yeah, Prescott was, he almost got me.
Ross Hill kind of turning the barrel into him now.
I'm not getting in that barrel.
See what he's got.
Be, like, the only clown that will not get in the barrel.
The bull says he doesn't want any part of Ross Hill in that barrel. Ross Hill kind of teasing him just a little bit. Oh, no. Bull changes direction. Says he don't want none of it. Now, Ross has worked this crowd out here. Ross, let me tell you, Ross has also done a great job doing the protection fight and stepping in there on these cowboys. We didn't have quite so many hang-ups like we did last night in the first session. We'll see these guys back. But Ross Hill's done a fantastic job, as well as Jeremiah the Frog. Also have Matt. We got Matt Merritt down here. We saw him up in Statesville, North Carolina last two Thursday nights. He does a fantastic job up there bringing it on down, and he's got some good acts going on down here. Really entertaining a packed house down here in Claxton, Georgia. All right, all right. Let's go. Bull tossing his head now. Oh, come on there, Bull. Get in there. There you go. All right. Now, looks like we can move on down to the next cowboy coming out of the Suzuki Polaris Buck and Shoot. Matt Waters from Jasper, Florida. Going to be on a bull they call Yellow Whale coming out of the Suzuki Polaris Buck and Shoot. All right. Got to thank Neesmith. They actually opened up and we're giving away some tickets, giving away some T-shirts, things like that today for the rodeo event tonight. Neesmith Chevrolet located in Claxton, Georgia. And we'll tell you what, we're having a great time down here in Georgia. And I'm not a big Georgia fan, got to tell you, you know, coming up from the south parts there in Florida. But they really have shown us a great time up here in Georgia, and we appreciate it.
Have a good time, man. Y'all have a good time.
Here we go, Matt Waters, our next cowboy. Let's go. Get it up on your mind. Slide and ride. 8 seconds is the time we're looking for. Let's go, cowboy. He's up on his rope right now. Gate men are ready. Bullfighters are standing by. Let's go. Nod your head, cowboy. Make it eight. Here we go. Out to the right now. Real hard. Corner to the left. Into his hand. Matt staying with him. Changing directions. Oh. Able to get up and get out of there. All right. Now, this is the same cowboy we saw. Now, we did see this guy rides without a vest. Got to tell you, it's a risky business, you know. Not sure why or what the deal is with that, but it's one of his choices. He has, you know. But Matt Waters has got himself a qualified ride. We're going to see what the score is coming in. Now, we are going to have to find out who is coming back to the short go-around because we have had 73 points, 73 from Matt Waters. We're going to have to find out from the judges during our intermission who's coming back to the short round. Now, before we get to our I believe right after the intermission, we are going to have some nice little cowgirls coming out here turning and burning and going to be put on some great deals with these barrel racing. So we're going to see that action coming up. Josh Skeen is going to be the next cowboy from Live Oak, Florida. He's going to be on a barrel called Gravedigger. Now, if I remember correctly, this is the one that Brian Corson had in the long round yesterday, ended up bringing him back and won the entire deal. Let's see what Josh Skeen can do right here, coming out of the Pride Pools Buck and Shoot.
Watch this young man that's been part of Pride Pools at about 12 years old, riding big bulls. I mean, I've grown up
all right.
Georgia, Live Oak, Florida, where he takes that ball home. Great little bull rider.
Here we go, Josh. He's got himself a route. Not real sure what the bull's doing in there. Looks like it's going to be a real small bull. There he goes. He's up on his rope. Looks like the bull's kind of leaning on him, not wanting to look to the outside, kind of leaning right there on that gate. So here we go. Oh, man. Tell you what, he is on the left side of him, hung up just a little bit. Woo, man, oh, man. There was no chance for that cowboy. That bull come blowing out of there. Man, that makes for a tough night. All right. Here we go. Going to be a no score for Josh Skeen, but the fans are certainly paying him off down here in Claxton, Georgia. Got a little race going on right down there. The announcers, David Sharp, the announcer's got this bull running right around him.
Just go right out. He'll follow you. Follow the leader.
All right, got that bull out of there. David Sharp doing some work. Not only is he behind the microphone tonight, but he's also on horseback. All right, here we go. Going to work our way back down to the Massey Log and Buck and Shoot with our next cowboy. Tyler Waltz is going to be the cowboy, Tyler Waltz. Now, we saw him last night as well. Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania is where this guy's from. Going to be on a bull that they call Candace Pet. Something tells me that this is a bull. Something tells me that this bull is loved by Candace, kind of took him in. Not even sure who Candace is. That's all right. All right, here we go. Massey Log and Buck and Shoot is where we're going to. Gabe Benner ready. Now, Tyler has got his wrap. Get it on your mind, cowboy. Slide and ride now. Okay, here we go. Here we go. We've had so many qualified rides down here. These guys have really stepped it up on a Saturday night looking for some great bull riding action. These guys look to make some money. Two of them would be from Florida riding with Team Making 8 this weekend. We're certainly proud of them. You know, whether or not they make it back to the short round, Austin Gross and Johnny First, but we still got one more coming up. All right, bull's kind of squatting down in there, trying to get him to stand up. Candace's Pet is the bull. All right, they got him standing up. Bull jumping around in there quite a bit. Let's go. Now, see, this is one of those deals that we were talking about last night as well as tonight. You cannot waste a whole lot of time in these buck and shoots. These bulls will get fired up, and that is where the cowboys will get hurt. Looks like he's all right. He's going to take a re-pull right here.
We got a couple of them. He won the trophy. He couldn't pick it up along.
All right, let's see what you got, cowboy. Here we go. Gabe Ben's ready. Bullfighter standing by. Time for the cowboy to get up there and make an 8-second ride. Let's go. There he goes, up on his rope. calls for the gate out to the left. Oh, Bull stumbles down, lays all the way down. It's going to be a re-ride for sure. Man, oh, man.
Now it's going to get wild.
Now, we've got us a bull out here that they say it does not play well with others. We're going to see what he can do right now. Ross Hill, one of the best freestyle bullfighters I've ever seen. Ross working his way out to the arena. There he goes. Go get him, Ross. He didn't want no part of it. Stepped off and worked his way back there behind the gates. But that's definitely going to be a reride option for Tyler. There is no doubt about it. You know, you can't have a bull come out there, stumble down on his back end, laid all the way down. Bullfighter stepped in there, kind of pulled the bull rider out of his rope, which was a good thing, kind of saved his neck out there, good job, and then stepping in and not letting that bull turn back towards him while he was able to get out of the way. All right, working our way back down to the Massey Oil Company bucket shoot. Jake McIntyre, got to tell you, we had a great time with this guy. From Gulfal Springs, Florida, Red Velvet's going to be the bull. Now, Ty Harris drew this bull last night, was not able to get out on him. So we're going to see what Jake McIntyre can do right here. Jake is a hand. We've seen him in the PBR. Had a chance to sit back with him, pick a little guitar last night at the hotel, and we had a great time. Jake's ready to go, though. He definitely has it on his mind tonight. Not going to waste too much time in that bucket shoot. Massey Oil Company bucket shoot is where we're going down to. Let's go, Jake McIntyre, Gulfal Springs. All right. He's getting up on that rope right now. Bull just squatting down on him in there, just like he did with Ty Harris, but they're working on getting this thing out. He's going to take him, I believe. He's got himself a really good route. Come on now, Jake. Could not see Ty Harris get out on Red Velvet last night, and looks like he's giving Jake kind of the same problems in there. Man, they just can't get that guy standing up. All right, come on. All right.
Do you think Red Velvet safe when you hear the term Red Velvet?
Here we go, here we go. Jake McIntyre out to the left. Come on, Jake, stay with him. Oh, man, just jumped off. You know, I got to tell you, that's kind of unlike Jake. Not real sure what the deal is right there. Jake just kind of looked over his left shoulder and stepped right off of him. Jake had himself a pretty good seat on him, was locked down. Not real sure if he ended up losing his rope, and that was why he stepped off. Man, that's tough. Tough night for Jake McIntyre, but that's all right. We're going to actually see his brother coming up here real shortly. They're working their way on down to the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot.
I'm kind of scared of horns, I'll be honest.
You know, Jake actually came up and won a rodeo here in Atlanta on a bull that most people know, Mossy Oak Mudslinger. Scored in the high 90s. I believe it was 93 points on him. Jake McIntyre is a hand and knows how to ride. All right. We're going to work our way on down to the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot, waiting for David to give us the word on who the next cowboy is.
Oh, got him. Around the big horn. Now that's not a good idea anymore.
All right.
Now you're connected to something that wants to.
Now I'm looking over here. We actually got Matt Thompson, old Matt the Cat, hanging out down there below the truck. And I'm looking over, and I don't see any more cotton candy. And looks like Matt has done his job. All right, here we go with Ty Harris, another one of Team Making 8 members. We're 2-for-3. Ty Harris, we'll see what he can do right now. Going to be on a bull they call Black Sabbath. We saw him in the next round. Dixie Livestock, Buck and Shoots. Let's go, Ty. Make it 3-for-3 now for Team Making 8. Ty said he really wanted to get it on his mind. I told him, I said, you know what, man, just go out there and have fun. That's what it's all about right here. This is what these guys are doing. He's a young cowboy. See if he can get it out of his way. Now he's nodding his head. Here we go. Out to the left. Oh, man, you know what? Another one right there just looked off. just flat looked off, and there he went to the ground. Man, oh, man.
Ty.
You know, he's upset. He is actually upset. But, man, it's going to be a tough night. Long ride back for Ty Harris. Had himself a nice ride going there. The bull come out, started to make his corner, and Ty actually had that bull. And you know what, though? When that bull come around, just not able to do it. Now, they're actually selling the Weezers. They're actually selling the Weezers right now for Ross Hill. And let me tell you, man, these fans out here are getting fired up. All right, we're working our way down here. Going to finish things up here in the second session. Right now, Cody Martin's in the lead with a score of 79 points. But we have got some good bull riders left to come. Okay, okay. Let's see what you got.
Anybody ever ate the chewy cake? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We're going to surpass San Antonio as the world's fastest city if we keep on with the chewy cake. My video is screaming.
Now, we're going to work our way on down to the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot for our next cowboy. Here we go with our next cowboy. Let's go. Wait on David to give us a word on who the cowboy is. We're actually stationed across the arena here looking into the Buck and Shoots. Got ourselves a great little view. All right. Cowboy is actually on the bull taking his rap right now. Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. Now, we had some wind down here yesterday. Ross kind of had a hard time throwing his Weezers around. Tonight is real nice. He's able to get them out there and make some catches on them. It's a lot of fun. Here we go with the Cowboy. Andy Blanton is taking the re-ride. Let's see what you got, Andy. Now, we saw him in Statesville winning some money. Had a chance to talk with him last night. Actually led the going into the short round. Not able to do it in the short round, which put Brian Corson up there, the only bull rider to ride two bulls. Let's go with Andy down there to Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. Get it on your mind, Cowboy. Slide and ride. Here he goes. Out to the left, sitting up over on top of him real nice, makes a nice corner there. Oh, off to the left, not going to do it. Man, oh, man. Wow. Man, that's a tough night. Andy Blanton now, he's going to take his score off the board. All right, we've got a couple more guys left to go.
I'm excited about the barrel.
All right. All right. Here we go. Coming out of the Pride Pools Buck and Shoot with our next cowboy.
All right. I'll reach over your dad and say, Bobby won.
All right. Cowboy looking to get it on his mind right here. He's got a bull that's kind of tossing around in the Buck and Shoot just a little bit.
I'm not quite as handy as Ross is.
All right, find out who the cowboy is right now. Bull just not cooperating in there. I'm not even sure the cowboy had a chance to get his rap yet. Want to let you all fans know, we are going to be back on the ranch this week, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to catch you up on all the action, fill you in on what's going on with Making 8. We're going to let you know what's going on with some of the upcoming events we're going to be at. You know, we've got a lot on the table right here coming up for the next month, and we're going to have a lot of fun. All right.
Hey, my favorite bull's name. What's that? Wayne Woodrawlin.
Here we go with this next cowboy. He's actually taking his rap still. We call him Ross Hill. Not sure if he's going to have the Ross Hill Hour again there this week on Monday night, but we're going to check back with him. He's got to make his way back to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, with old Matt the Cat Thompson. Here we go with the Cowboy. Coming out of Pride, Pools, and Spas, Buck and Shoot. The Bull's kind of horsing around in there. Don't waste your time. Get up on that rope. Nod your head. Looks like Logan Hefner in the Buck and Shoot. Man, you know what? Logan Hefner is going to be the Cowboy, and he's going to be on a bull they call Wichita. Now, Logan is a pretty good hand. He is up in North Carolina area. We saw him up in Statesville as well. Now, the guy doesn't stand but maybe 3 foot. We actually had an opportunity to hang out with him again last night. He was out there at the after party. Good hand. Here we go. Logan, get it on your mind, Cowboy. All right, they got him standing up now. You're not going to get any better than that right there, Cowboy. Get up on that rope. Oh, Bull's going to lay down now. Man, come on now. All right. Man, I got to tell you, this is one of the best rodeos we have seen in a long time. Claxton, Georgia has come out. I don't think there's anything open in town still yet. I'm telling you right now, rodeo fans, it really looks to me like everything, you know, everybody is here from Claxton, Georgia. And I don't think it's just the Claxton, Georgia that was here. I think you're seeing guys from everywhere. Come on down. This is a great bull riding event put on by at the Ritchie Arena by Michael Riggs. It's the Michael Riggs Invitational. All right, here we go with Logan coming out of the Pride, Pools, and Spas, Buck and Shoot. Let's go, Cowboy, out to the left. Oh, get up over center. Get it. There you go. Bull's just kind of belly rolling. Oh, man. Bull blew up real hard and eventually pulled Logan out. Now, I think had Logan actually maybe had some height on him where he could get his legs down deep and really get down up underneath that bull, he might have been all right. Unfortunately, he's kind of a shorter guy. When that bull is blowing out and you don't have a good hold with your spurs, it's going to cause you to come right off the backside. But there was no doubt about it. Logan had a lot of try, just one of those bulls that didn't match up with him real well. So, man, working our way on down to a couple more bull riders we have left. I think we've got some more bull re-rides coming up as well. Before we get into our intermission, all right, here we go, here we go. Working our way on down to the Massey Log and Buck and Shoot. We're really having a good time down here. Got to tell you, cannot wait to get back. Hopefully we'll be back with Seber doing it again next year. Zebra has got some great events that they have put on this year that we have been able to get out to, and we look forward to getting out to many more. All right, Dustin Shepherd is the next Cowboy. Dustin coming from Scraven, Georgia. Going to be on a bull they call Grandmaster. Coming out of the Massey Log and Buck and Shoot. Dustin Shepherd from Scraven, Georgia. Let's go, Dustin. All right, he's taking his rap right now. Here we go. He's up on his rope, nodding his head out to the left. Get up over center, and there you go. Both kind of hopping down the arena. Bullfighter, oh, man, real hard corner to the left, away from his hand, and that just pulled Dustin right off the outside. Not able to do it. Going to be no score for Dustin Shepherd, but fans are certainly paying him off down here in Claxton, Georgia. Man, oh, man. All right. Now, we've got a few more riders left to go. We've also got some re-rides coming up. Now, if my eyes don't deceive me across the other arena, the other side, we might have Austin Gross back there. Right now, Austin is sitting outside the window for the short round. Here we go with our next Cowboy. Now, let me tell you, this guy here is a hand, knows how to ride some bulls. Clay McIntyre is the one we're talking about. ended up getting bucked off last night, not real happy with himself, but says he's got tonight to come back and make up for it. We saw his brother earlier tonight. Zoso Springs, Florida is where they're from. They're on a bull they call Redneck. Coming out of the Pride Pools and Spas, Buck and Shoot, let's go, Cowboy. You know, Clay knows how to ride the ranked ones. And I was just talking to a fellow down here who says that he knows a lot about this bull, said that this bull is ranked. And I said, you know what, though? You don't know Clay Mack. He can be just as ranked. We saw him last night. Tell you what, he took on Brian Corson, one of the toughest guys I know. And Clay Mack gave him a run for his money. Here we go, Clay Mack. Get it on your mind. Slide and ride. Time for an 8-second ride. Here we go. Nod his head out to the left. Back around to the right now. Should see this bull blow up. Clay Mack staying with him. The bull's hopped all the way down here to the other side of the arena. Looks off. Doesn't even make it look like. I mean, that's just another day in the office with Clay McIntyre. Man, oh, man. He might even get a re-ride. Bull really skips his way down the arena. Ross Hill up on the fence right now. This bull is not one to have any part of him. Ross actually down here by Clay McIntyre here all the way across. The bull just kind of hop-skip, blew up real hard. Going across. 70 points to Clay Mack. All right.
See now why they call him Redneck. That's actually the color of his neck. That's awesome.
Clay Mack, I think, is already going down to try to get a re-ride. He's looking to get to them judges pretty quick. He wants to find out if it's going to be enough. All right. Got the bull out of the arena right now. Now, I know we've got a couple more bulls loaded up, a couple more cowboys ready to go. Austin Gross, I believe, is going to have a re-ride option.
I bet I'd ramp if I get up in the boot sales trailer.
Clay's over talking to the judges right now, saying, man, you got to give me something that's going to put me in the short round. You at least give me a chance. And I believe he might have got it. So we may end up seeing Clay Mack out here just a little bit later. Austin Gross is going to be our next cowboy. Coming out of the Dixie Livestock Bucket Shoot, strapping up his helmet, getting ready to go. Now, we know it's Austin because he's got these pretty teal chaps. Kind of go real good with my belt buckle down here. We won for the announcing job down at the Top Hand Challenge. We're going to be back there next month, and we look forward to it. Right now, here we go with Austin Gross, the Arcadia Cowboy. Got a score of 69 points to start things off. He decided he was going to take it off. Now we saw Andy Blanton on his re-ride bull actually get bucked off, and so that's going to give him a no score. We've got a lot of qualified rides down here tonight. The fans are loving it. Going to be coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. Taking his wrap right now. Got Johnny First up there pulling his rope. Now these guys team making eight all weekend. Here we go. Get it on your mind, Cowboy. Slide and ride. Calling for the gate. Out to the right. Away from his hands. Stay with him, Austin. Oh, man. Slam dunk to the outside. That bull was spinning real hard. It's going to give Austin a no score. But you know what? There's no shame in giving it a shot. It would have put him out of the short go anyway, so he had to give it what he had. That bull come out real hard to the left. Just not able to stay with it. When you get rocked back that hard on a bull running that fast, there's nowhere to go but backwards. And unfortunately, that's going to be Austin's night. But good job for that cowboy. We're pretty proud of him. All these guys, the team making eight, we really want to thank them for coming out here and riding with us this weekend. Oh, man, Horseman just about went over the horse trying to get a rope around this bull. Now, looks like we've got one more re-ride bull. Coming out of Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot.
We had some bull issues tonight. I mean, when they make their mind up, they just do what they want.
Well, it looks like they're loading up even another bull, so we may actually get to see another bull come out here. Still looking to see if Playmac is going to have his re-rod. All right, here we go with our next cowboy, Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. Man, fans are pumped up and excited down here in Claxton, Georgia tonight. Tyler Waltz is going to be the next cowboy. Now, Tyler, I believe, came in with score 72, said it's not going to be good enough. He wants more. All right, coming out of Massey Oil Company, Buck and Shoot. Here we go, cowboy. He's up on that rope now. Don't waste that time. Nod his head out to the left. Belly roll back around to the right now. Sit up on him now, Tyler. Yes, sir. Oh, going to be brought down just shy of the 8-second whistle. Man, oh, man. Had himself a good little seat. But you know what? When you don't pick, when you lift your head up, it's not going to be enough for him. You know, you cannot pick your head up when you're on the back of these bulls. You got to keep your chin tucked and be ready to ride, stay over top of him. And unfortunately, that was not the case for Tyler Walt. So, going to be a no score for him on his re-ride bull. All right, here we go with the next cowboy. Clay McIntyre is going to get a re-ride. Candace's pet is one we saw earlier tonight coming out of the Pride Pools and Spalls Buck and Shoot. Clay Mac looking to get the job done. Now, this bull really stumbled hard and did not give the bull rider earlier tonight an opportunity. We're going to see what Clay Mac can do on him. Now, Clay is liable to get out there and get this bull picked back up. You know, he wants to make it back to the short run. He's going to earn some points on him one way or another. It's a real aggressive cowboy who knows how to do it. Runs in his blood. He's been doing it for a long time. His brother and him both ride a lot of the PBR shows. And, you know, we're definitely glad to know Clay McIntyre. This guy knows how to get the job done. So let's see what you got, Clay. Coming out of the Pride Pools and Spalls Buck and Shoot, taking his rap right now. All right. Oh, bull jumping around back there. Clay, that'll just make Clay mad in there. You know, I got to tell you, this guy here, he don't waste no time. He's going to take another rap, though. That bull jerking around just kind of did it on his hand. That bull really gave him a pretty good shot in there. But there's no doubt Clay is fired up in that buck and shoot. And wants this bull to turn out, he's going to let him know what it's all about right here. I really didn't want to see you just touch him. You know, we would be remiss if we did not mention Zebra down here. Zebra has put on some great events. Once again, we cannot talk enough about them. These guys have put on some rodeos. Now, Clay has got his rope. He's got his wrap getting up on their bulls, just setting right down in the buck and shoot. They're working on trying to get that bull standing up. He's got a guy helping him out, kind of holding him down. Now, I'm not sure if Clay's going to take him laying down or not. Nope, it looks like he's going to stand up. Man, oh, man. How did you get the tractor home from Hawaii? Did you come over on a trip? Tell you what, this is one deal. This is going to make Clay really mad there in that bucket shoot. He's liable to come out and win this deal. You got a bull handling him that way in the bucket shoot, not giving him a chance to get out there and ride on him, and Clay will take it to him. All right, let's see what you got, cowboy. Oh, no. Got a lot of guys down there. They're going to roll him up. They're going to roll him up one and see if they're going to bring him out of the Massey logging buck and shoot, see if he'll do any better right here. Clay getting down back on his bull. But, you know, back to it. You know, Zebra has really put on some great events. They have got over 350 events on their schedule this year they're looking to put on. And, you know, we look to get to as many of them as we possibly can to bring you all the Seabird action right here on MakingEight.com. Now, we are going to have an intermission here coming up, and then we're going to get into some barrel racing action and then come back with our short go-around. So, Clay is up on this bull right now. He's got his wrap. Brother pulling his rope for him. Now, Clay's not going to waste any time. He's a veteran bull rider and a hand. He's downright mad in that bucking chute. He wants to get a piece of this bull.
People love violence. You can't go wrong when you're dressed like an Oakland athletic.
All right, Clay, Matt. Here we go. All right, Clay has got his wrap. Massey logging, buck and shoot. All right, go to him now, Clay. Here he goes, nodding his head, both out to the left, into his hand. Clay is spurring him. Back around to the right now, changing directions. I'll tell you what, Clay's going to break this bull right here. Bull stops at the buzzer. Yes, sir. There's no doubt about it. Clay staying over top of him right now, trying to get him fired up again. Clay did not waste any time. You know what? There was no doubt Clay was going to rob this bull. He was so mad that bull come out and really weakened, started to weaken, and Clay laid into his thighs, just started spurring him, trying to get every point he could off this bull. Not real sure what the judges are going to score on this.
This is the bull they warned me about earlier. I said that he was really mean. Ross, why are you?
All right.
Hold on.
Now, Ross Hill is actually working behind the barrel on this bull.
Bullfighter extraordinaire, Ross Hill.
Ross working the barrel up to him now.
Oh, Ross.
Yep. The fans are kind of, oh, yeah, bull backing up now. Says he wants to, oh, there he goes. Taking the barrel out, Ross getting out of the way. Gotta tell you, that bull was liable to try to crawl in the barrel with that thing with his back up. All right, what's the score? 73 points for Clay McIntyre, and that's going to be enough. That will be enough to get him back to the short round. Now, we've got some guys that are tied up, but we've got six more bull rides left in the short round, and that's going to be coming up here shortly. Rodeo fans, we're going to take a short intermission break here. Going to come in and drag the arena, get up for some barrel racing action coming your way right after this. You're listening to Seabird Live right here on MakingEight.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out, I wanna let it go.
He's got his own radio show with it and everything, so it's good entertainment, good rodeo entertainment. Thank you. Yes, sir, you too.
Nobody has on a shirt. This is every founder on low course.
All right, welcome back, Bull Rodden fans. Now, we're right here in the middle of our intermission. We've got several riders coming back. We're going to bring six back to the short round. We've got to let y'all know, we have had a great time down here in Claxton, Georgia with Zebra. They have put on a fantastic event down here at the Ritchie Arena. Got to tell you, though, we've got some barrel racing action coming your way right after our intermission down here. They're going to drag the arena, get the barrel set up, and we're going to see some can chasing action coming your way right after this. Fans, don't go anywhere. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I remember back in high school, the kids would talk about the college they would go to, the money the folks dished out. Well, I'd sit there and just listen to every word they had to say, 'cause I didn't have the grades to go or the money to pay. Well, I finally graduated, I went straight out to work. I spent 8 hours on a tractor and 4 more in the dirt. But I bought myself a guitar and learned how to play it good. Well, if I see those folks again, Lord, I'd tell them if I could. Well, hey, y'all, look at me. I'm up here in Tennessee, living in ecstasy. And Lord, it's just a great. Well, I put a few lines together, sit back and collect my check. Oh, you don't need an education to drive a new Corvette. Well, just the other day, I went down to the store. Saw an old man looking my way. He was standing in the door. He said, I like the car you're driving. I bet you got a PhD. Smiled and said, no, sir, I don't. I just play guitar and sing. Well, hey, y'all, look at me. I'm up here in Tennessee, living in ecstasy. And, Lord, it's just great. Well, I put a few lines together, sit back and collect my check. Lord, you don't need an education. Drive a new
7, we were heading to town. She had her sleeves rolled up and the windows rolled down. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Robert Earl was singing out the fucking song. With every word the king was bringing, she was singing them all. That girl is a cowboy. And sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. Well, I need a friend. Well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys. barker out the shore, have a rope and ride. Can't believe that it was me that wound a broken tie. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. So that night, well, I decided we should paint the town. I made it home, although I really don't remember how. That girl is a cowboy. Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. When I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Cowboy's gone. Man, she's something when she's one of the boys, but something else anytime she's not. Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. If you're a barrel racer or if you're a barrel racing fan, you're going to want to stay tuned right here to see the live on MakingEight.com. We have got the barrel set up in the arena. We are getting ready to bring all the action to you. Now, we've got three barrels set out here. It's going to be a cloverleaf pattern. Cowgirls had the opportunity to go around to the left or around to the right on that first barrel. They must loop around and make the opposite direction on the second two. So it's going to be a great little deal. We had some good barrel racing action last night. We should see some more here tonight. Here we go. Allie Alexander is going to be the first cowgirl out. Working her way down the alley right now. Here we go, cowgirl. Get it on your mind.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let's fire it up.
Here she comes.
Alexander.
Nice and slow down the alley. All right, turn it on. Here she goes around that first barrel. Oh, tipped it, but didn't knock it over. Great little deal. Nice, clean run around the second barrel. Here she goes around the third, heading for home. Great run, cowgirl. Uh-oh. 12.806 for that cowgirl. Now, last night, we only had one, and she ended up knocking a barrel.
Crawford.
Shelby Crawford's going to be the next cowgirl. Let's see what you got. 12.806 is going to be the score of the night. Here we go. Turn and burn. Can chasing. Oh, knocking that first barrel, but didn't knock it over. Here we go. Clean run around that second. See what you got, cowgirl. Oh, knocked over the third. Going to be a five-second penalty added on. 13.400 plus five. All right, here we go with Susan Seidel. Susan Seidel coming at you right now. Here we go. Working her way down to the alley right now. She needs faster than 12.806. Turn it up, cowgirl. Let's see what you got. Here she comes around that. Oh, horse kind of stuttered around that first barrel. That's going to cost her some time. You know what? Oh, knocked the second barrel there. You know, the horse is really spooked around these third barrels. Send her home. That's right. 16.203 plus 5. All right. Mindy Marks is going to be the next cowgirl out. Working her way down the alley right now. A lot of these cowgirls are kind of trying to hold their horse back just a little bit before they turn it on. And let me tell you, when they come out of the alley into the arena, they are turning it on. Here she goes in the alley now. Mindy Marks, let's see what you got, cowgirl. Turn it up. Here she goes. All right. Nice good run around that first barrel. Here she go. Oh, horse just stepped out of the way. She's going to bring it around the second one, but knock it down. Man, oh, man, she's not happy. Oh, going to be a plus 10. She's got two barrels down. 20.225 plus 10. Courtney Redding is the next cowgirl out. All right, Courtney. Barrel set up. All right. Here comes Courtney now down the alley, out into the arena. Ooh, nice clean run around that first one. She knows what she's doing. She's got a good horse. Nice clean run around the second. Oh, get on it, girl. We might have a new lead change. It's going to be close. Oh, 13.149. That's going to be second place. Man, oh, man. Kristen McNeely is going to be the next cowgirl out. Going to be a local cowgirl right here in Claxton, Georgia. Fans will be on their feet paying this girl off. All right, here she comes down the alley in the arena. Bringing the shiny little shirt on. We got to like it. A lot of sparkle. Nice clean run around the first two barrels. Heading for that third one right now. Oh, stuttered just a little bit. Going to cost her a little bit of time. 14.096 for that cowgirl. Kristen Welsh. Oh. April Solomon's going to be the next cowgirl. April Solomon is going to be the final cowgirl of the evening right now. They will have a Slack performance after the rodeo. Unfortunately, we will not be able to bring you the action. We got to get on the road and head back south. We're going to bring it back down to Gator Country in Florida. All right, here we go, cowgirl. April Solomon bringing it around that first barrel. Oh, going to knock it over. Going to be 5-second penalty. Nice clean run around that second. She's hitting that third barrel now. Heading for home. All right. Going to be a plus 5. 14.621. Now, here we go. Allie Alexander is going to be the winner right now with a 12.806. It's going to be real hard to beat that time later on in the Slack performances, but these cowgirls are out there putting it on. All right, that's going to do it for the barrel racing right here. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We've got some bulls getting ready to be loaded back in the bucking chutes. Rodeo fans, you're listening to Siebel Live right here on MakingA.com. We're going to be back with the short go action right after this.
Dead man walking.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Put some rocks on, we party all night long. It's awesome. cowboy. Yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear a mossy oak. I hunt with Bowtech. I rent your free perk. Got me a Branson. A big tractor. Fear is no factor. Call me on Air Mobile because I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby. One hell of a ride. One hell of a ride. For the line. Deep seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby. It's strictly to shine. I'm going to bust a white knuckle even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up to my mother's dessert. I've been salt and soda. Been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby. So it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots. Climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone. Got them all night long. The toughest sport on dirt. My middle name is Hurt. But still I rob them the glove. Rodeo is my love. Drawing neon nights are just a dream to find. Swerving for 8 seconds. All this on my mind. Getting hung up in books. That's just part of the deal. We got them dicky bullfighters. And they harder to steal. This is really the gift. I pray nothing will harm me. That's why we teamed up with.
All right, here we go, Bull Riding fans. We're down to the final six. This is where the paychecks are going to be handed out. These guys are ready to get it on. Cody Martin is going to be the cowboy coming in with a score of 79. He is leading the event right now. Coming out of the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot, he is warming up his rope, getting ready to tie down. We have seen some great bull riding action here in the first two sections. We've seen some great can chasing down here with the barrel racers. We're getting ready to come down here and watch some exciting jam-up bull riding in our short go. Here we go. Cody Martin is the cowboy coming out of the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. Up on his rope right now. Let's go, cowboy. This is going to be the top. Here we go. Out to the left. Real hard. Back around to the right now. Turns back into his hand. Stay up on that rope. Oh, man. Brought down just short of the whistle. Bull turned back into his hand, and he just kind of pulled him back on his pockets. Golly, got to stay up on that rope, Cody. Tough night for that cowboy. There's no shame, though. That bull was bucking real hard. Black bull, white face. Tell you what, you know, he was getting on it. 6.72 is what they're going to give him for a time. Tough night for Cody Martin, but he's going to walk out here with a score 79. We've still got five more riders left in the short go. Going to see if it's enough to get him back to the paycheck window. They're going to go on down to Alex Jinks. Going to be on a bull they call Neon Ghost.
Wrong bull with the yellow bottom.
Here we go. The Pride Pulls and Spas Buck and Shoot.
This bull right here with our Pride. Another one of those great bulls.
Alex Jinks now. I believe he came in with a score 72. 72 for this cowboy. Get it on your mind. Let's go. We will be looking for, you know, a couple of these guys to at least, you know, get two scores. They're going to take the combined scores, and that's going to put them in the overall average. Right now, Cody Martin is still the leader with only one score, with a score 79. Go see if Alex Jinks can do it right here. He's got himself a wrap, getting ready to get up on that rope. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. Here we go. Oh, bull stuttered. He's going to keep him up, though. Away from his hands. Stay up on that rope, Alex. Oh, bull, turn back. Bullfighter step in there, help him out. Man, oh, man, tough night for Alex Jinks. You know, these bulls are up to a next. They're up to another level than what we saw in the first two sections. These bulls come out fired up. Now, the bull did stutter and stumble all the way down. I don't know if it's going to give him a rerun because of that. He did try the bull, and that's where a judge has to make the decision as to whether or not it was enough to affect his ride. That's right. Judges are kind of talking about it right now. Looks like one judge is telling Alex that he needs to go talk to the other judge. You know, I mean, you've got a judge that you've got two judges out there. Man, oh man, that's a tough call right there. I sure wouldn't want to be in the judges' eyes right now. Man, oh man, we got a gate man down here. We got our help, and we had Neon Ghost just come down here and make a beeline for him, and he put his hands up on the top railing and never touched his feet on it, just completely cleared it. Man, oh man. He's actually trying to help get this bull out of the arena. Setting the bullfighters up on the fence now. All right, there he goes.
metropolitan area who are willing to go around and look for the booth for me.
Kind of waiting to see right now what they're going to do with Alex Jenks, whether or not he's going to get a re-rod. Now, we're going to move on down to the next buck and shoot. Massey Logging Buck and Shoot is where we're going to next. All right. We've got our next cowboy coming out. I'm not sure what his name is now. If he makes a rod, chances are he will be in the short or in the paycheck at the paycheck window. We need to see a qualified rod. He's going to need two scores. Let's go, cowboy. Get it on your mind. You're looking for 8 seconds. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Here we go. Massey Logging Buck and Shoots. Cowboy's got his tail, making his wrap right now, getting ready to get up on that rope. All right, here we go, here we go. Cowboy getting up on there right about now, trying to get the bull not to lean on him. There he goes, out to the right real hard. Bull rider's kind of staying with him now. Oh, changing directions and pulled him right out of his rope. Man, oh, man. Going to be a tough night for that cowboy. Well, three up, three down. That's going to be, you know, it's going to put these next three. The pressure is going to be on. It doesn't matter what the score is. If they get a rod, they will go back to the paycheck window. Right now, Cody Martin is the leader with a score of 79 points. They're working their way back on down here. Looks like they're going to go to the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. Looks like Alex Jenks is going to have a re-rod. So we will see him back here as well. So we're really only officially two up, two down. Alex Jenks is going to have another go at it. We're going to work our way on down to the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. Now, the Arcadia – oh, wait.
Sounds like a subdivision.
Here we go. Here we go with Matt Waters. Now, this is the cowboy that doesn't ride with a vest on. Coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot, Matt Waters, let's go.
Oh, it's not going down. I'm like a ripoff.
We got two up, two down. Cody Martin is your leader. Fans are down here, have not left. Still have a packed house. Ross Hill done sold out of cotton candy and just about out of Weezer's. Been a great night for every one of these guys. Here we go. Cody out to the right, back around to the left. Now sit up on him, sit up on him. Oh, took a little headbutt. Gets stepped on right there. Bullfighter stepping in. Great job for the Bullfighters. You know what? Jeremiah the Frog and Ross Hill turning around. Bull Rider did get stepped on, but you know what? This is what it comes down to. Now, the Cowboy's not wearing a vest, and I got to tell you, that could be a factor right there. EMS is out there checking on him. He is actually up. They're pulling him back out, but he is on his feet. Now, I got to tell you that could have been prevented had he been wearing a vest like he should have been. You know what? You can't say enough about it. Just not good. The reason why they mandate wearing vests and these other associations, and I'm sorry to see this cowboy is not wearing one right here. All right. But it's good to see him out walking around. Now he's over talking to Ross Hill, kind of thanking him or whatnot. All right. Jeff Askew is going to be the next cowboy. Comes all the way down from Pennsylvania.
You are? Are you with him? Or are you just
looks like they're going back down to the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot.
What is Pennsylvania called? What is it known as?
All right, Jeff, let's see what you got.
All right. Are you going to be the loudest fan of the night for this Pennsylvania cowboy? All right. A lot of people think Pennsylvania is full of people that don't know nothing about cowboys.
Still looking for that first qualified ride in the short round. We're three up, three down officially. You know, we're gonna see one cowboy come back and get another shot at it right here. Coming up shortly. They're actually gonna give him the same bull as well, so he's gonna have another opportunity on that same bull. Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. He's going to be on a Tom Teague bull. All right, here we go. Cowboy is getting up, getting ready. Here we go.
We're looking for our first 8-second ride in the championship round. Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot.
Cowboy's up, nods his head out to the right. Oh, Jeff's got himself a nice little seat. Bull turns back into his hand, even spurring him off to the right just a little bit. Hang on, Jeff. Man, it's going to be close. Gonna be close. We got a thumbs up. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be our first 8-second ride in the short go. Well, we're going to see a lead change here without a doubt. I believe Jeff came in here with a score of 73. Looks like the judges, oh, 80 points for that cowboy. Looks like a 153 is going to be his total score. Oh, 57. 157 is his results right here. Alex Jenks is going to be the cowboy. They're going down to the Pride Pools and Spa Buck and Shoot. Just went and reloaded him up. Okay. Now he's riding the same bull that he had coming out. The bull stumbled, went all the way down to the ground, did not give him a really good fair shot to make the full 8 seconds on him. So the judges decided that it was worth another try. They're going to give him another go. Here we go. Let's go, Alex. Get it on your mind now. He's already had this bull once, and he actually was able to make a decent ride on him after the stumble. So he's going to kind of know what he's going to do. This may be to his advantage. Now, we've already got one qualified ride in the short round, and Jeff Askew. He comes out. He's got a total of 157.
Somebody has a and he's probably walking on the side.
All right. Let's go, Alex. Slide and ride, cowboy. 8 seconds is what we're looking for. Bring it to us now. Okay, here we go. Trying to get that bull to get off of him. Oh, he's not happy. He's going to take another pull. Going to take another pull there. I thought he was ready to go. All right. Looks like we're going to go down to one more cowboy.
We're going to get them all going.
Nope. We've got one more after this reride. So we're going to see Alex going right here. He's got himself a pull. He's going to take his route. Let's go, Alex. All right. Claxton, Georgia is on their feet, ready to make some noise for this cowboy. Here we go. Come on, bring it to us. Here he goes, out to the left, real hard. Bull's just kind of blowing up, right up against the fence. Not going to be enough. Man, just kind of raked him right off the side there, up against the other buck and shoots as he ran down. Man, tough night for Alex Jenks. That's the third bull that he's actually got on. Got on this bull twice, and then we saw him in the long round as well. So we're down to one cowboy. Now this cowboy is from Dolphin Springs. This cowboy knows how to get the job done. He did not get a fair shot. He got a re-ride, came back, and I mean just spurred the snot out of this little bull. You know, if you ask me, I think he broke his heart. This bull come around and actually just stopped and quit on him at the end of the 8-second ride. They had a hard time getting him started back off just so Clay could step off this bull. Clay knows how to get it done. He's no stranger to pressure, and it comes down to him. We've got one cowboy with a qualified ride in the short round. He's got a total of 157. Now, not sure. He comes in with a score of 70. So I'm not real sure, even if the not real sure what he's going to need to get up there to 157. He's going to need a big score, but this is the place to do it. The short round is where it's going to be at, and he can certainly score up in the high 80s, low 90s. So This will be enough for Clay Mack to do it to it. Let's see what you got, Cowboys, over there just kind of loosening up. Going to be coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. Now, he is down on his bull. They got the other bull out of the arena.
All right, here we go. Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot.
This is our final ride of the night. Fans, I want to let y'all know that we certainly appreciate y'all tuning in to Zebra Live right here on MakingA.com. Make sure you check us out this week because we're going to be back on the ranch. Might even have the Rolf Hill Show coming your way. So make sure y'all tune in to Making A this week. We'll keep you posted and let you know what's going on. We definitely want to sit back and take your calls, so make sure you get a part of it. Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is going to be back on the ranch with MakingA.com. Here we go. Clay McIntyre, Zolfo Springs.
Look at our neighbor.
Claxton, Georgia. Claxton, Georgia is on their feet, ready to bring it to them. Now, Clay really loves the attention. He loves to have the opportunity to be in front of this kind of crowd with the pressure on. This is Clay's moment right here. We're definitely pulling for him, another Florida Cowboy. All right, here we go. That's right. These guys are on their feet. Now, Clay is up on his rope. Here we go. White and black spots is going to be the color of the bull. Livestock, Dixie Livestock. Here he goes. Out to the left. Away from his hand. Oh, brought down. Just spun him right off. Man, oh, man. I bet you wish he could have that one back. Man. So, that's going to bring our winner. Jeff Askew is going to be the winner. Cody Martin is going to be in there with second place with a score of 79. Rodeo fans, we have had a great weekend with Zebra. Hopefully you have had a good one sitting at home listening to us bring all the action to you. Now, we're going to be back at it with more Zebra action coming up. But this week, make sure you tune in to the Back on the Ranch show with MakingA.com. On behalf of Zebra Live, and everybody down here in Claxton, Georgia, we want to thank all the sponsors. Want to thank everybody. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with MakingA.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner. Find your old blueberry wine.
friend sang the Star Spangled Banner. Willis Trost Clear got them standing to the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight